I can lift you up. I can show you what you wanna see and take you where you wanna be.
Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Feel that energy. Yes. Through your chest, your peacock chest. Yes. Good. You like that? Yes. Good job. Encouragement. Yes. Great job.
Live with Perspectives. Welcome back here live with Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess. And you know, we're talking tonight about misunderstandings. Misunderstandings happen all the time. Every single relationship, every single conversation, work, private, personal, on the street, in the grocery store. It's happening all over the place. It's like, Harry Carey, oh my God, what the heck are we going to do here? Wah, wah. And you know what? It's true. And a lot of times these misunderstandings can be small. Sometimes they can be elephant size. And it can be overwhelming because you don't even know what's happening. And something going to happen out of that misunderstanding. Something not so good. Something you didn't expect to happen. And you're not going to expect it coming because you didn't even know it was happening. Because it's outside of your perspective. It's outside of your environment, your world. Right? Because when other people have their world and they have their perspective, it's hard to look into their perspective and understand where they're coming from and vice versa. And so tonight we've been talking about misunderstandings. We've been talking about how to really realize that there's a real language barrier, even though we're talking about in the confines of this country at this point in time. But we have to look at it as if it's a language barrier instead of just, you know, conversation is normal, because a lot of times when we have language barrier, we get to the point. We have purpose in what we're talking about. We're trying to get to a certain subject matter. You know, we're trying to get to a certain point without all this extra wordy stuff, you know? And I think that's important. I think it's priceless, actually. And earlier this evening, we were talking about, you know, really realizing when people seem off base, when we seem off base, and how to really figure that out, which was, you know, understanding where people are coming from, you know, taking a second. But a lot of that is devised around backstory. Okay, so when you say something to somebody, there needs to be some backstory. And a lot of times it might feel like you're over-explaining yourself, but honestly, you're not. And I think for the most part, I might just be speaking for myself, but I really don't think so. When somebody over-explains themselves to me, I'll usually stop them and say, hey, I know where you're coming from. I totally appreciate your being frank with me and obvious with me and truthful with me. I feel very good about it. I feel like I know where you're coming from. You don't have to continue to explain.
I have a bad habit of doing that.
So do I.
Over-explaining?
Yeah.
It's not a bad habit. It's a good habit. I think it's a great habit, because otherwise, if you didn't over-explain, people wouldn't even know what the heck you're talking about.
See, I know what you're talking about, though, because you've actually said that to me. It's like, you don't have to explain anymore.
But I waited to make sure that I did, you know, that I was right on that. Because sometimes you can say that like willy-nilly and all of a sudden you go, I don't know where the heck they're coming from. Oh my gosh, but I can't ask now because I told them I already knew. But you find yourself over-explaining.
And what irritates me a lot of times is, see, I care enough about something to over-explain it, or at least to explain, you know, the backstory.
Care enough. Keyword, care enough.
Yeah. And
care enough about the situation, care enough about the other person, and care enough about the outcome.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then the other person cuts me off or dismisses me or doesn't pay attention to me. You know, like, I don't want to hear it or whatever. Oh, that makes me angry.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like that either.
Well, I just can't give like a one word answer. I have to go and explain, you know, why I'm explaining the one word answer.
Well, that's not bad, though. That's good. Because one-word answers normally don't really say anything, right? I mean, like, it's like trying to get somebody to explain when all they will say is yes, no, plead the fifth. I mean, all those things are not really explaining anything. It's like they're avoiding something. It's like they're hiding from something, right?
Is that, or they don't care what you're trying to explain to them. And that's what really irritates me. I don't know about you, Dano, but you can tell when somebody doesn't care what you're trying to explain to them.
Oh, yeah. You can see it in their face, because they'll ask you a question and you'll try to answer it and they're like, you can see that expression in their face the whole time.
And that's when you make yourself crystal clear, right? That's when that other person makes themselves crystal clear with the fact that they don't give a rat's,
you know what.
Right. I mean, what do you do in that case, though? What do you do then?
Well, then you just have to go. I just go on and explain it to them. You know, the reason why they asked the question, I'll explain my answer to them. They still have that look of like, well, I don't care. I'm still going to tell them my side.
You know,
I like that.
I actually take the opposite of you on that, Dano. And
I knew you would. That's awesome.
I don't know if this is good or not, but when the other person makes clear that they don't want to hear anymore, I'll just shrug my shoulders, said, okay, you know, and I'll walk away. And then I was like, okay, if whatever this is doesn't work out, it blows up in your face, I don't care at this point. I've abrogated responsibility because I did my part. You didn't let me finish or whatever. That's on you.
I understand that. I agree with that. And I think that's also making a point as well as making a stand. Like, I know, and I think a lot of times, okay, so body language, like you brought up, Dana, body language is important when somebody kind of gives you that attitude, gives you that look, changes the way they look at you, maybe gives you that kind of like the side eye look or kind of, oh, God. I mean, those are good things for making themselves crystal clear. You know where you stand at this point. And you can make the judgment. You can either do what you do and continue to explain, because you know that in the end, if they give a crap, they're going to need to know, or vice versa, screw them. You know, and I think when we want to make ourselves crystal clear, we use less verbiage, right? We give backstory. Even when we think it's overkill. Because, you know, people that actually care about knowing the truth want to hear it. Other people might not. But those other people that don't care, they're not going to care about anything anyway, so it doesn't really matter. You don't need to change your practices just because of these people, okay? There might be some real jerk-offs out there, and you know what? There are, okay? And God bless them. I mean, you know what? They got their other issues, and we don't have time for that. They got self-esteem issues, reasons why they do it. We're not going to talk about what they're having to deal with. If they buy the sports car, let's let that go right now, okay? We're not talking about the size of their feet. Thing is that a lot of times you got to deal with people like that. And so continue to be who you are. If you tell the backstory, if you're just now listening and you're realizing I don't give any backstory, I don't tell anybody anything, that's why everybody's got this glazed look on their face, or that's why my friends are never around, or what have you, or it seems like none of my dreams and goals seem to come to fruition. You know what? Because nobody knows what you want. They can't read your mind, and they shouldn't have to, quite honestly. And that's why I like when people give me backstory, is they're not thinking that the world revolves around them. When you give backstory, that means that you care enough for that other person to understand, as well as you care enough to know that that person might not read your everlasting mind, and that you know that that person might have more going on in their life than to go and dig into your brain and figure out why Ashley said what she said. Well, let me give you some backstory on it. Because, you know, you can't assume everybody's reading your freaking mind, because they're not. And if you assume that, you're going to go around in the whole world being misunderstood, and nobody's going to give a rat's butt what the heck you're talking about.
You know what they say about assuming?
Oh, yeah. We can say that on the air.
You make an ass of you and me.
You make an ass out of you and me, and that's so true. And that's the key, because you can't assume that people know, because right when you assume the wrong thing. You assume the exact wrong thing, and guess what? Crazy consequences take place, okay? And also, being honest and being real helps you be crystal clear, because feelings and emotions of being real and being truthful, they do come through. Even though sometimes you might feel like you're blasted by some of the most evil people in the world that care nothing about your well-being, there are other people that do care about your well-being. And when the truth comes out and honesty is, and people can feel the feeling that you're there and you care, that's a big deal. And even when there's a language barrier, even if you're in another country, when people can feel the type of person you are, it's a big deal. That goes really far. Because there's something to be said about eye contact. There's something to be said about other things instead of just opening your freaking mouth and just saying whatever freaking comes to your mind. There's more to it. You know, and I also think being yourself is important. You know, I think that you got to be yourself. You got to realize that people don't have the same thoughts as you. And that can get in the way of your happiness. And if people just don't want to hear the backstory and they're just not interested, just let it go. Just move on. There are other people out there. You don't have time for a Rolodex of hundreds of thousands of people. You got to limit your main time down to some core people that really care about what you have to do and what's going on in your life. And that's what's important. It's one thing to go have 15 events to go to in a night. It's one thing to go to two of them and actually be there and be in the presence instead of just, you know, lackadaisically trying to go to this thing. Just like making friends. You can have friends and really make solid relationships with people. You don't have to be everybody's friend. And when people don't want to hear the backstory, move on. If you want to give the backstory, that's part of you, and that's fine. Just don't change for other people. So for now, until next week, Dano, Billy, and
Ashley,
I are going
to
say goodnight.
Great show tonight.
Awesome. I think it was a wonderful show, guys.
It was a great show.
We're the three amigos and amiga. So stay tuned, because guess what? Next week, we got a major, major show. This is starting off this whole awesome, you know, expectations and just letting yourself go and understanding that things happen when it's unexpected. And there's some really great stuff that's going to happen here in the next few weeks. And so just remember, give some backstory. Make yourself crystal clear. Everybody have a great night. Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in three shakes. And take care.